At Home with Gary Sullivan Project of the Week.
Well, it is our Project of the Week, and as I've been saying most of the morning, it is Healthy Home Awareness Month. And I've also mentioned many times on this show, water is your number one enemy, and that's part of the whole healthy home or unhealthy home. So with me is Erica. You remember her from Easy Breathe. Erica, how are you?
I am doing great, Gary. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. We had a little gathering in our house last night, just a couple of couples, and this one guy always has allergies and everything. He just came back from Arizona. Life was good in Arizona. He comes back to the lovely Midwest. He has allergies. He comes over to our house last night. We're having dinner, and he was like, "What is going on in your house?" I go, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Like, I don't have any sinuses or nothing's going on. I can breathe." And wow. I said, "Well, there's two things." Because he asked me, "Did you got a special filter on your furnace, or what's going on?" He goes, this is amazing. He had been there about an hour and a half. And I said, "Well, there's two things. Have you ever had the ductwork in your home cleaned out?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, I did about a year ago, and it made a difference. And the second thing is I have an air exchanging unit. I have an Easy Breathe in my home." And so we went through the whole thing about an Easy Breathe, and he goes, "Well, something in your house is different than my house." Pretty amazing. I'm sure that's what it was. So why are people having problems with allergies and sinuses in their homes this day and age?
Well, it's exactly what you said, Gary. First of all, that's a great story, and we hear stories like that all the time. So I appreciate you sharing that. Our homes are built very tight, and there's lots of chemicals in our daily lives. Think about cooking, cleaning, bathing. And not to mention the chemicals that are inherent in the building process.
Sure.
So when you have a house that's tight, that doesn't allow, you know, like the drafty windows and doors that we had maybe in earlier generations, those chemicals build up and build up and build up, and they get to these concentrations that they make us sick. So that manifests in sinus infections, coughing, sneezing, allergies, respiratory, you know, irritation.
And this has been documented. I know I've read different things through the Asthma and Allergy Association. I mean, there's been a huge increase of these symptoms as we have tightened up our homes and not concentrated on ventilation.
Exactly. I mean, 500% increase is what, you're correct. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America in 2014 said that there's been a 500% increase of people suffering from asthma and allergies than what it was 30 years ago. Hmm. And we can all see that in, you know, the amount of over-the-counter medication everybody takes for allergies.
So. Sure, sure. And the problem, I'm just saying, continues to get worse. I mean, because we homeowners continue to focus on making our homes tighter, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. We're now seeing a lot of homes doing whole house encapsulations with foams in the attic and making them even more energy efficient. But if you're not looking at ventilation, you're potentially causing a big problem in your home.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, Gary. I think all of those things are fabulous to button up your house, become more energy efficient. But it's a balance. We have to have the indoor air quality conversation at the same time. We have to be including that in part of improvements in your house to keep it energy efficient. What are we going to do to keep the air moving, to keep the air clean, to be exhausting the pollutants that inevitably are going to build up in this tight environment? So I agree. It's not one or the other. It's a both.
Yeah,
a balance.
I've talked to many folks that do insulation work and stuff, and I tell them all the time, if you're not addressing ventilation, you're really doing a disservice to the homeowner. And a lot of them
Absolutely.
Do. A lot of them do. I'm not pointing a bad finger at the insulation people at all. But they're on the front lines also, and they need to educate the consumer about, you know, the process of ventilation. So the Easy Breathe ventilation unit that I was speaking of in my home is probably 7 years old by now. Tell me how that works. So that and how's that help my tight home?
Well, the reason we put it in the basement, that's a big question we get, and yours is in your basement. So
right.
We source this ventilation in the foundation because when you look at a house, you think about where are all the sources of pollution. And one of the largest contributors to indoor air pollution are the foundations, the underground spaces. Mm-hmm. So we source our ventilation products in those. In your case, it's in the basement. We are going to create a very slight draw. I use the word vacuum very, you know, in quotes, because we're going to draw that air from the floor of your basement into our unit and exhaust it outside.
So you're actually taking the air out of the lower reaches of the house, and you're pulling it out of the house. So air has to replace that. Mother Nature doesn't let a vacuum happen. So you're pulling that heavy, damp, polluted air out. And where does the air come from that's going to replace that?
It comes from the upper levels of the home, either through some, you know, air communication that we were able to install or through the stairwell into the basement. So as like a cascading effect, like a waterfall, the fresher, cleaner air from upstairs migrates down slowly, and over time, complete air exchanges are created.
So the Easy Breathe is a freestanding unit?
Correct, meaning it doesn't tie into any ductwork.
Okay.
You don't have to have an HVAC system. You can have radiant heat, you know, you can have baseboard heating, you can have a furnace. It's a freestanding system that it's all self-contained. It mounts to an outside wall. It does require regular 110 outlet, and it does require a 6-inch hole, just like a dryer vent. Mm-hmm. We push that through the top of your foundation wall. So on the outside, it looks exactly like a dryer vent, little flaps, and it's an escape route. That's what I like to think of it. It's an escape route for all the pollutants that are normally trapped inside.
So this has got to help with humidity in a basement too, right? May not cure all the problem, but it'll help, right?
Oh, my goodness. You know, as you know, basements, they absorb moisture. And I'm not talking about bulk water, liquid water.
Right.
That's a whole other conversation. Mm. But the vapor, the water vapor, the thickness, the stuffy feeling that basements get is because it's stagnant. And the walls absorb that gaseous form of moisture. So we vacuum that out as well. We dump it all to the outside, and we create a space where better air can migrate down. So your basement will feel like the rest of your house.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the same air quality down there that you do in your living space.
So the air on the first floor, second floor is conditioned. Air conditioned. So it's conditioned, it's fresher, and it's pulled downstairs. So you kind of create a convection. I always like to tell people it's kind of like when we started doing high efficiency furnaces. In some cases, we had to bring in fresh air for combustion because our houses were so tight and we weren't getting good combustion. So now, you know, we got to bring in new air as the air becomes stagnant in our homes. And turning on a fan isn't the answer because you're not replacing any air, right?
Well, and most of the other fans in your house are what we consider spot ventilation.
Right.
Let's take, for example, the bathroom. That is not intended to run all the time. You'll burn them out. You'll go through fans, you know, every couple of years. And not to mention, they're pulling the air up.
Mm-hmm.
We want the worst air in the house to be evacuated first. So we don't want to exaggerate that stack effect where air is coming up into your living space and you're smelling your basement. We want to take that air and pull it down. So we our ventilation approach is from the foundation first. We want to evacuate that worst air and allow the rest of the air from the upper levels to cascade down. And people always ask me, well, where does the air come from? Is it coming from outside? Well, we don't move air fast enough that your system doesn't replenish it on its own.
Right. So I get a lot of calls on damp crawl spaces. Do you have like an Easy Breathe for a crawl space also?
We do. A crawl space has some special concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So we have its own special unit. We have a crawl space conditioner. We have a basement model, and we do have one for garages. Attached garages are also a threat to our indoor air quality. So we offer three different approaches to some of the most, you know, largest pollutant sources to your home.
Yeah, because you got a crawl space under those pollutants that are in that crawl space, and that damp air is going to get into your home. The garage the same way.
Oh, yeah.
You get the off-gassing of the tires and the rubber hoses in the car. Same way, penetrates right through the drywall. It's in your home.
Right.
So I know several states even have that in code in garages, correct? They got to have them ventilated.
Yeah, Yeah, garages and crawl spaces. Somewhere, you know, the southern states, there's codes that are mandating now any home built on a crawl space, it must contain a mechanical ventilation system. So they're catching up, Gary. They're catching up.
Yeah. Well, we've been preaching the gospel here for about 7 years, how important it is. And now we have Healthy Home Awareness Month. That's the month of April. And Easy Breathe is celebrating that with a little discount.
Absolutely. We're offering 20% off to any Gary listeners. Just call us and let us know that you heard us on Gary and it's Healthy Home Awareness Month special. And we'll save you some dollars.
And that phone number is 866-822-7328. And you can learn more. The website is the letter E, letter Z, and BREATHE.com, easybreathe.com. Well, that's great. Thanks for joining us today, Erica. Life good? Everything all right?
Everything's great, Gary. Thank you so much. I always appreciate my time with you and talking to your listeners, so thank you so much.
How's those little hockey champions you got?
Oh, the hockey season is winding down, so we're going to have a little bit of rest. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for asking.
Very good. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Erica from Easy Breathe. Again, it's easybreathe.com. You can also call them. It's the 20% discount for Healthy Home Awareness. A great addition to your home. All right. We'll take a little break. Come back and get your questions answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Take your deck beyond ordinary with my favorite decking and railing products from Decorators, from post caps and lighting to balusters and railing to composite decking. Decorators offers the products you need to bring the interior design to your outdoor living space, all backed by extraordinary warranties, including their industry-leading 25-year structural, 25-year stain and fade, and 25-year removal and replacement limited warranty for composite decking and railing. It doesn't get any better than that. Find a dealer near you at decorators.com. That's Decorators with a K. Decorators go beyond ordinary. Well, if you have ever had to change a wax ring on a toilet, you know what a messy job that can be. Well, I found a great new product that makes it really easy. Perfect Seal. It has a specially designed rubber gasket that encapsulates the wax, so no mess. And Perfect Seal allows the toilet to be repositioned as needed. It fits any drain size, any flange height, and even stabilizes the bolts. It's one of my favorite new products. Perfect Seal. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace, True Value, and Menards. And learn more at itsaperfectseal.com. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate lawn weed control. It controls more than 200 hard-to-kill lawn weeds right down to the roots with one easy application. Lawn weeds like dandelions, ground ivy, chickweed, wild onion, and clover are no match for this lawn weed killer. For that picture-perfect weed-free lawn you've always wanted, get Bonide Weed Beater Ultra Lawn Weed Killer today. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide Weed Beater Ultra at your local hardware store, garden center, or farm feed store, or go to Bonide.com. Many of us will tackle a painting job this year, and that's why when I recommend a paint for the inside of your home, it's PPG Paint's Manor Hall. Why? Because it's so easy to apply, has great coverage, plus it's very scrubbable, and if you have kids, that's important. PPG Paint's Manor Hall is also self-priming, so that's easy. Head to your local PPG Paint store or a participating dealer to talk to the painting professionals. They can recommend a paint for any project. Visit ppgpaints.com to find a store or a dealer located near you.